It was during the last days of the prisoner exchange in Korea. I was there as they came through Freedom Gate, shattered, sick, and lame. And there in a Red Cross tent as a weary group rested, a soldier broke out a deck of cards. A look of hate crossed the tired face of one boy as he sprang up, knocking the cards to the ground. As the cards lay around, many face up, he picked up the ace and began. "I hate cards," he said. "The commies tried to use them to teach us their false doctrine. They told us the ace meant there's but one God, the state. We knew that to be untrue, for we were religious boys. And the deuce meant that there were two great leaders, Lenin and Stalin. We could not swallow that. And this tray stood for the three religious superstitions that the Reds would soon destroy: the Catholic, the Protestant, and the Jewish. This black four," the soldier boy continued, "stood for the four corners of the earth where the hammer and sickle would soon reign supreme. There in that prison camp, we hoped it was a lie. And this red five was the 5 points in their red star." Tears were streaming down the boy's face as he picked up the six. "And this six," the commies told us, "stood for the six and final wars that America had luckily won: the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, and World War II. Now in this war, America would be destroyed. And the seven stood for our seventh foolish day Sunday, which we wasted on our Lord. The eight stood for the 8 hours every day we would have to spend learning to be progressives. The nine, for the cat of nine tails lashed across our backs if we ever knelt to pray. The 10 was to remind us that our 10 commandments were 10 stupid rules that capitalistic fools believed in. The jack meant that Christ was a knave of uncertain birth. The queen, that Mary, his mother, was a non-virtuous woman. And the king stood for our Lord God, who the commies told us did not exist, a dream, a fake, a joke. The heart stood for Christ's blood, all shed in vain. The diamond signified the real precious jewel, the Communist Party. The club, the weapon of oppression with which they beat us. And the spade, a tool with which we would dig our own graves. This was the red deck of cards. Fellas, that's why I hate cards," the soldier boy said, as his buddies picked up the cards, tore them into pieces, and with shining faces walked toward a simple chapel in Korea.